So let me first tell you about two motivations. First one is Razansky-Witten model is three-dimensional sigma model, topological, and in case there is global symmetry, natural question is can one gauge this global symmetry? And second motivation is that Chern-Simons Razansky-Witten model can be thought as topological twist of n equals 4, b equals 3, Gaiota-Witten theory. This theory lives on a S-duality wall in n equals 4, d equals 4 superyoung mills. This wall separates superyoung mills with gauge group G and dual gauge group, and one assumes appropriate boundary conditions on the two ends of the interval. So I will first describe general construction of Chern-Simons Razansky-Witten model and then illustrate for two examples when target of Razansky-Witten model is flat and there is connection then with Chern-Simons theory for supergroup and when target is cotangent bundle of a flat manifold. And I will discuss recent loops in this theory. So let X be hyperkähler manifold, and G, group G, acts on X, by which I mean that there are vector fields which satisfy this algebra, and F are structure constants of small g, which is the algebra of group capital G. Capital G is a global symmetry of Razansky-Witten model if Vi are holomorphic and Vi preserve symplectic structure omega. In addition, we assume that group G preserves scalar form. In this case, there are moment maps, three of them, from hyperkähler target to dual of Lie group, Lie algebra, which satisfies this equation. And mu plus is holomorphic, and mu minus is complex conjugate of mu plus, and here is a relation where bracket is Poisson bracket. It is important to impose this constraint on mu plus. It plays a role when I will now discuss topological field theory, that Beresteyn charge is important on gauge invariant observables. So let me tell you what are the fields in this model. First, bosonic fields. First of all, there is somehow does not. Gauge connection, here, on the principle G bundle E over three manifold and three. And one can consider X sub E, which is a fiber bundle over this three manifold associated to this bundle E. And typical fiber is this hyperkähler manifold. So in addition to bosonic, the other bosonic fields are also this phi and phi bars, which are sections of this fiber bundle. And there is natural covariant differential acting on these sections because this is a connection on this fiber bundle. Now let me tell you what are fermion fields. So chi. Chi is this one form taking values in pullback of a holomorphic tangent bundle. of this fiber bundle, it doesn't work. And eta is zero form on M3 with values in pullback of anti-holomorphic tangent bundle to this fiber bundle. And there are natural covariant derivatives acting on this object. So the RST transformations have this form, and as I already mentioned, we use importantly this constraint to make sure that square of a RST operator is gauge transformation with this parameter. Classical action has three pieces. First of all, Chern-Simons piece. Then there are two pieces which describe matter fields. L1 is BRST trivial. L2 is not. We can gauge fix. We can do gauge fixing in standard way, introducing idea of Popov ghost, anti-ghost, and Lagrange multiplier. And then the total BRST operator is the sum of the previous one and the idea of Popov one, such that the total squares to zero. And gauge fixed action, of course, is the sum of classical action and BRST trivial piece. So the total transformation has this form, and interesting to note, for example, how this ghost transform. If it were just Chern-Simons, this term would be absent, and we would have just this transformation. But there is this term which is in general nonlinear function of phi. So let me now give two examples first. When target space is flat space, this axis is a vector field and group acts linearly. In this case, moment maps are quadratic. And Gajota-Witten, for this case, introduced Lissu-Pill algebra, Kelly G. M are bosonic generators and lambda are fermionic generators of Lissu-Pill algebra. And these are the commutation, supercommutation relations. Gajota-Witten noticed that super-Jacobi identities of this super-Lie algebra are equivalent to these statements about moment maps. And in turn, they ensure superconformal symmetry of Gajota-Witten theory. But it was not very clear why this super-algebra structure arose. And in our work, we found that Chern-Simons-Rozanski-Witten model, which is topological twist of Gajota-Witten theory for flat target space X, is equivalent to Chern-Simons for supergroup with gauge fixed odd part of the gauge symmetry. By which I mean that BRST transformations of Chern-Simons-Rozanski-Witten model can be written in this way. For flat target can be written in this way, where we introduced superconnection constructed from gauge field and from fermion chi, and we introduced ghost, anti-ghost, and Lagrange multiplier out of field in Rozanski-Witten model. And similarly, the classical action for Chern-Simons-Rozanski-Witten model with flat target can be written in this form, which clearly is the form of Chern-Simons for supergroup. Sorry? It doesn't. We were not trying to expand super-conformal series. We just tried to see why super algebra arose naturally, and it did. And like, if we further gauge fix, for example, both fermionic and bosonic symmetries, right? We can rewrite our gauged version, gauged fixed version of Chern-Simons-Radonsky-Witten theory in this way. And similarly, we can write the action for the gauge fixed version of Chern-Simons-Radonsky-Witten model as gauged, completely gauged fixed version of Chern-Simons for supergroup. So it's a quantum equivalence. Well, it's, it could be just a curious observation, but I think it's interesting. Okay. What are the local observables in this Chern-Simons-Radonsky-Witten model for flat target? We can just use this relation with supergroup. And naturally, we conclude that local observables are cohomology of this Lie superalgebra. And there are known literature on this cohomologies of Lie superalgebra. For example, for GLM/N, it is isomorphic to the cohomology of just bosonic Lie algebra. But interestingly, in this Chern-Simons-Radonsky-Witten model, there are other local operators, which of course one wouldn't see immediately from Chern-Simons for supergroup. Consider this simple example when target is just C2 and this A and B are coordinates on C2 and group is just U1 plus U1. So Lie superalgebra in this case is GL1 plus 1. Consider monopole operator, which is disorder operator prescribing the following singularity structure of gauge fields. In the presence of such an operator, Chern-Simons action is not invariant on the gauge transformation, or at the gauge fixed level, one can say that monopole operator is not Beresteyn invariant. So one has to dress this monopole operator with other fields to make a Beresteyn invariant object. And we analyze this situation. And we concluded that for any magnetic charge, the space of Beresteyn invariant monopole operators is two-dimensional, and algebra of local observables is very simple in this model. So let me give more interesting example, which is cotangent bundle of P1. In this case, group is SU2, and let Z be coordinate on P1 and B on the fiber. And complexification of SU2 is SL2C. It acts non trivial on both coordinates. Note that the only metric on T star P1 up to scaling, which is invariant under SU2, has this structure. E1 and E2 are these one forms, and X is invariant combination under SU2. We also introduced omega, and you see from this that B and Z are complex Darboux coordinates. So using the structural moment maps for this case, we computed potential for scalars, and we see that B has mass. Then we look at what is the interaction of fermions, and we see that fermions eta are also massive. So algebra of local observables is rather poor here. There is one in ghost number 0, and then there is only this element in ghost number 3. And there are no Bernstein variant monopole operators, because if you switch flux on S2, it gives mass to this 0 mode Z, and we cannot dress monopoles by anything to compensate U1 charge of the monopole. So one can, of course, generalize this for arbitrary flag manifold. It's very straightforward, and the main answer is also about local observables is very similar. All modes are massive, except bosons and fermions are massive, except those which parameterize the flag manifold. And Bernstein cohomology is isomorphic to the cohomology of the Lie algebra G. So, but there are interesting non-local observables. And let me describe Wilson loops in Chern-Simons-Sazansky-Witten model. So let E be the Z2 graded vector bundle over X. And so fiber of this bundle over a point describes space of degrees of freedom living on Wilson loop. So if you want to consider observables on Wilson loop, the sections of this bundle, we need to write Bernstein operator acting on this degrees of freedom on Wilson loop, and this is this capital D, which is del bar superconnection on E. We also need holomorphic connection on each E plus and E minus for the construction which follows. We need to write action of Lie algebra on space of sections. And here is this action. And we impose two important constraints. First, that this action maps covariantly constant sections to covariantly constant sections, which restricts these T's which enter into this object here. And the other important condition, of course, that they form the algebra, which gives this condition on T. So we further impose conditions on this Bernstein operator D acting on degrees of freedom of the Wilson loop. This condition imposed just because we know that in the bulk, Bernstein operator squared to the gauge transformation. I'm talking about not gauge fixation. And this is just a statement that Bernstein operator commutes with gauge symmetry. So from this, we find the following set of equations. For example, this tells us that E plus and E minus are holomorphic vector bundles, and S and tau are holomorphic bundle maps. But here we see that we don't have a complex of vector bundles because the right side is non-zero. This is similar to what it is matrix factorization in Landau-Ginzburg model when you have this non-zero W standing. But note that this kappa with upper indices behaves like 1 over the level of Chern-Simons, so in the limit when level is very large, classical limit, we get 0 here, so we can think of this structure as a deformation of the structure when it was 0. And let me now define what is Wilson loop. Consider gamma, closed curve in 3 manifold, and consider the following map from this curve into this super manifold. Here, etas are odd coordinates on this super manifold. And consider connection on this pullback of vector bundle E. This is this connection. know that this connection has this nice property, DRC transformation, which has this form where Kelly K enters into the DRC operator. Remember that capital D is del bar plus Kelly K. And using this equation, we can just check that W, which is defined by this formula, as unique, as a super trace of U01, and U01 is unique solution of this differential equation with this in boundary condition. We can check that using this equation, it's DRC invariant, and this is Wilson loop. Hyper, what does it mean? It's not hyper. We already fixed. We are not keeping track of, we fixed who is J and who is omega. Yes. That, who's that? Sorry, what are you talking about? X is hyper K. I fixed it and I worked with it. You can rename whatever you want because I can show you it again. Remember, I have mu plus, mu minus, and mu 3. And I already fixed who is mu plus. And I imposed mu plus squared equals to 0. If I imposed mu 3 squared equals to 0, it would be a different condition. It was important mu plus squared equals to 0. That was important for my Q squared to be important. So I really fixed it already. Okay. And I wanted to bring this slide once again because if this K is infinite, meaning that this zero standing here, this is the way physicists describe equivariant coherent shifts on X. And because we have this deformation, we think of this as a quantum deformation of this construction. So let me describe examples of Wilson loops. Very trivial example, of course, in this flat case, when we just take a finite dimensional representation of Lie super algebra, and we just take a holonomy of a super connection. And it's, of course, a trivial example of general construction, which I described. More interesting is, again, in this case, the star of Q1. Take holomorphic line bundle over X with the cell to C action on that bundle. We set this tau and S to zero. These are of diagonal entries in this DRC operator acting on degrees of freedom on this line. And T, A capital T, which specify how SL to C acts on bundles, must satisfy this equation in this concrete case, right? So there is an explicit solution, actually a class of solutions, very simple. Here, curvature of this line bundle is proportional to the fixed Keller form normalized in this way, and then is an integer. And TA has this form. We can go to the origin of field space. We see that T is simplifying this way, and then we identify who is this bundle. Fiber of this bundle at the origin is nothing else but representation with charge M. This Wilson line, Wilson loops, are very simple OPE. And the last comment about them is there is identification on their label, if you wish. This is identification very similar to Chern-Simons. It arises from screening by monopole operators. And of course, we checked that braiding phase, which you can compute by just computing this correlator of Wilson lines, when gamma 1 and gamma 2 are closed curves with Zinkin number 1. This is the Braden phase. It's also the same as in Chern-Simons, and of course it's invariant under this identification. So I'm concluding with open problems. It would be interesting to find more non-trivial examples for Wilson line. Also, Chern-Simons-Rozanski-Witten model for this cotangent bundle of a flat manifold has finite partition sum, so it has inside it new invariants of three manifolds. Would be interesting to extract them. Even more interesting to find examples of this construction when target space is curved and other than cotangent bundle of a flag. Thank you for your attention. We tried to compute it, but we didn't quite. It's not so easy. Localization doesn't work so easy. No, we don't. It would be interesting to finish this competition. We spent a month on it, but we didn't succeed, so we stopped.